We are here between Terman and Krista, just on the exit of the opening stage of today, which of course is the 12 kilometres of the Classic. That is High Glen. The leading cars are just coming off the stage as they now make their way to Lochkill. But the story of the opening run this morning, the rally leaders, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, they have built on their advantage. It's now out to 17 seconds. They have extended their lead at the front of the field. However, they did not have the quickest time. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne in the Ford Fiesta Rally 2, the ERC competitors, had the fastest time in High Glen. And the big name this weekend, no doubt, is Hayden Paddon alongside David Moynihan, the double ERC champion in the Hyundai i20, dropped time and lost three places in the standings as John Armstrong jumps to second. But Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, they continue to lead. 5 minutes 51.9 was the time for Devine and O'Sullivan. In bone dry conditions, it's bumpy in there. The crews have the hard slicks on and it's very, very fast driving. It was an impressive time from Callum Devine, who extended his advantage at the top. However, John Armstrong and Shane Byrne in that Fiesta, the Fermanagh Donegal partnership, they would go almost 3 seconds quicker. 5 minutes 48.5 was the time in there for John Armstrong, and that elevated him up to second position, jumping three places in one run, and he now sits 17.3 seconds adrift off Devine. Elsewhere, Marion Evans and Jared Conway, well, they sit in third position, 5:54.2 for them. They are just 0.2 of a second behind Armstrong, and William Creighton and Liam Regan in the second Yaris, they remain just 0.2 off the pace of Evans. Evans and Creighton doing an identical time of 5:54.2. Hayden Paddon and David Moynihan, well, they have dropped three places in the Hyundai of 5:57.8. They sit, 0.6 seconds adrift off Evans and Creighton. And when you look at it, the positions between third and fifth are separated by just 0.8 off a second as they head to Lochkill. Sixth overall, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, a time there of 5:59.7, which means they sit 18 adrift of Paddon. David Kelly and Arthur Cairns continue to hold on to seventh spot in the polo, 6:01.5 through High Glen, and it means they're 14 seconds off the pace of Moffat. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, well, it looks like they put on the fastest time of the Boyle family on High Glen, 8th overall. He remains 9.9 seconds ahead of Michael, his son, and Dermot McCafferty in a similar Skoda. Time-wise on the stage, 6:01.9 for Declan, 6:03 dead for Michael Boyle. And wrapping up the top 10 is Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly. They had a time of 6 minutes 10.8 seconds in High Glen. We're just checking to see if there has been many other additions here coming off the end of the stage with times. We have the top 10 for you. And what's happening next is the leading crews are making the short trip off the road to Terman, where they will turn off and head on to the Lochkill stage. And they're set to tackle almost 11 kilometres of Lochkill, and we're told again that there's big crowds in there. There's big crowds in High Glen and the village watching this one, and we're told there's an even bigger crowd coming out of Letterkenny and making their way to Lochkill as they go to watch the stunning race that is the Woolton Recycling Donegal International Rally. And as they go to stage 8 of this event, leading the way, the defending champions, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in their Skoda by 17.3 seconds from the charging John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, followed by Marion Evans and William Creighton, who are in third and fourth. And Hayden Paddon and David Moynihan wrap up the top five. 18 seconds, by the way, are separate in the top five, but it's Devine who continues to lead. We're going to hightail it off to the end now of Lochkill, and we'll be back with another update real soon from the Donegal International Rally.